The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What is the cause of all the anti-Semitism in the world? Why does the world hate the Jews? Why is anti-Semitism so rampant in so many different nations? What is so bad about the Jews? History has shown that at various times, over the last 1,700 years, the Jews have been expelled from over 80 different countries. Historians and experts have concluded that there are at least 6 different reasons. The racial theory. The Jews are hated because they are an inferior race. The economic theory. The Jews are hated because they possess too much wealth and power. The outsiders theory. The Jews are hated because they are different from everyone else. The scapegoat theory. The Jews are hated because they are the cause of all the world's problems. The deicide theory. The Jews are hated because they killed Jesus Christ. The chosen people theory. The Jews are hated because they arrogantly declare to be the chosen ones of God. Is there any substance to these theories? With respect to the racial theory, the truth is that the Jews are not a race. Anyone in the world of any color, creed, or race can become a Jew. The economic theory, citing that the Jews are wealthy, doesn't hold much weight. History has shown that during the 17th through the 20th centuries, especially in Poland and Russia, the Jews were desperately poor and had very little, if any, influence in business or political systems. As for the outsiders theory, during the 18th century, the Jews desperately tried to assimilate with the rest of Europe. They had hoped that assimilation would cause anti-Semitism to disappear. However, they were hated even more by those who claimed the Jews would infect their race with inferior genes. This was especially true in Germany prior to World War II. As for the scapegoat theory, the fact is that the Jews have always been hated, which makes them a very convenient target. As for the idea of deicide, the Bible makes it clear that the Romans were the ones who actually killed Jesus, though the Jews acted as accomplices. It wasn't until a few hundred years later that the Jews were cited as the murderers of Jesus. One wonders why the Romans were not the ones hated. Jesus himself forgave the Jews, Luke 23 verse 34. Even the Vatican absolved the Jews of Jesus' death in 1963. Nevertheless, neither statement has diminished anti-Semitism. As for their claim to being the chosen people of God, the Jews in Germany rejected their chosenness status during the latter part of the 19th century to better assimilate into German culture. Nevertheless, they suffered the Holocaust. Today, some Christians and Muslims claim to be the chosen people of God, yet for the most part, the world tolerates them and still hates the Jews. This brings us to the real reason the world hates the Jews. The Apostle Paul tells us, "For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption as sons. Theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all, forever praised." Romans 9 verses 3 through 5. The truth is that the world hates the Jews because the world hates God. The Jews were God's firstborn, his chosen people, Deuteronomy 14 verse 2. Through the Jewish patriarchs, the prophets, and the temple, God used the Jews to bring forth his word, the law, and morality to a world of sin. He sent forth his son, Jesus the Christ, in a Jewish body to redeem the world of sin. Satan, the prince of the earth, John 14 verse 30, has poisoned the minds of men with his hatred of the Jews. See Revelation chapter 12 for an allegorical depiction of Satan's, that is the dragon's, hatred of the Jewish nation, the woman in the allegory. Satan has tried to wipe out the Jews through the Babylonians, the Persians, the Assyrians, the Egyptians, the Hittites, and the Nazis. But he's failed every time. God is not finished with Israel. Romans 11 verse 26 tells us that someday all Israel will be saved. And this cannot come to pass if Israel no longer exists. Therefore, God will preserve the Jews for the future, just as he has preserved their remnant throughout history. Until his final plan comes to pass, nothing can thwart God's plan for Israel and the Jewish people.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.